Welcome everybody. Shir number 1154. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Vemer Baron Zis. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalema Malka Yitta Bas Shendel. Shtakav Rafu Shalema Psoch Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad wrapping. So we've been talking about various different, a couple of different animals that people sometimes have for pets. And that is a dog or a cat. Which comes up sometimes, and how to work with them. So we went through the various different types of dogs or cats, meaning some are very, rebellious. There are others that are extremely tame. There are others that are like sort of in the middle. They'll run around, but at night they come back. So we spoke about those various different things. The question is now, which comes up, we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, we read from Sefer Lamitas Malachas and others that If a dog or cat, or other animals for that matter, which we'll talk about, but a dog or cat, let's say for example, that is extremely tame and just doesn't run away. You know, if you go to, let's say during the week, we said on Shabbos, pets are muksa, animals are muksa. But if you go, let's say a person goes and hugs their pet during the week, right, on a Sunday or a Monday, or the pet's their pet or whatever, they're not running away. Adirabba, they like it, it feels good, they feel very comfortable next to you. So we said that's called a tame pet. And that type of a pet is not a problem if you, I don't want to say the word lock in a room, but if you close the door. And the halachas of trapping would not apply to such a pet in general. If you somehow have to put it into a smaller area than it was before. So I just want to read from the Sefer Klalim on page Kuf Lamed Beis. Sefer Klalim, he explains why if somebody has a dog, and the dog, let's say, is more rebellious, right? Why is the halacha a little bit stronger in reference to trapping, and whereby if it's just tame, and it just sits next to the owner all the time, and it's just, and it likes being next to the owner, and so on, why over there do we say there's no problem of trapping, and whereby the more unruly that it gets, the more rebellious or whatever the case is, or the wilder that it gets, the bigger of a problem it is to corner this dog or to bring it into a smaller place or so on. So he says like this interesting thing. He says mutter lotzud. He said mutter lotzud balchai shaloi nishmat mitachas yad haadam. In other words, one is allowed to, right? We spoke about all this from the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes Taka the Mishnah Berurah, Simon, our Simon Shinta Zion, Sif Katan and Test, like we spoke about, very simple, that one is Mutter Lotz, one is allowed to trap, meaning to whatever they have to do, in conjunction with trapping, but not to move it. Again, not to move it with your hands. But let's say standing in front of it, somehow, forcing it into a corner, need be, forcing it into a room by, however it is, they stand in front of the animal, and the animal knows to turn the other way and go into the smaller area, whatever the case is, but not to move it. So he says, "Mutar lotzud balchai," as shaloi nishma mitachas yad, when it's not going to jump away from a person when the person comes to grab it or to hug it or whatever they do. What's the reason? He says, "Vatam shemaleches sod." This is a very important point, which is the yesoid actually in all of the malacha of tzeda, which is what we have to know, right? We try and get to the asaidus, the foundations of various different malachas, and then we have a better understanding as to what's going on. I didn't mention this in the beginning. I just happened to find it now as I was going through the Sefer Klalim, so it's an important point I wanted to mention. Vatam, he says, Shemaleches sod, who lishleit al lechoysif shlita al balchai. What is the malach of sud trapping? The malach of sud trapping is to, the word shlita is like to rule over, right? Or to dominate over, to rule over. So that is sud. The animal is wild, right? Well, what's the typical case? You have a deer running around in the forest and a person traps it. So the animal's running around wild. And now you become like sort of like quote unquote a ruler over the animal. How do you become like a ruler all over the animal? Or you bring it into your domain, like you're in charge of this animal by trapping it, by capturing it and trapping it, whether it's through a trap, locking it up in a room, whatever the case is. So that is the malacha of tzad. That's what he says. Shemalacha tzad hu lishleit o lehoisef shlita, or to add on more of a ruling over, meaning let's say you have a deer or something, or a wild dog, or a stray dog that's running a wild running around in a yard, but you can't catch it in one swipe, and now you corner it into a corner whereby you could catch it in one swipe, right? So that is the malacha of tzad. It's part of the malacha of tzad, even though it was already somewhat captured, but now you cornered it into a corner where it's trapped. It can't get out. and the dog is a stray dog, it's a wild dog. Just giving an example, right? It could be with a deer, it could be with anything. So now you have a shlita over it. You have you rule over this dog. And you have more, he says, lahoisev shlita, more of a rule over this dog. Chesheloi nishmat mitachas yad adam. Oh, but that's by a wilder dog, right? Or a dog or a cat that constantly runs away, or that squirmishes away when a person goes to, whatever, during the week, to pet it, to hug it, or whatever. Chesheloi nishmat mitachas yad. But let's say one has a pet whereby it's very comfortable next to the owner, right? It likes being next to the owner. When person goes to pet it during the week, or to touch it, or to grab onto it, or whatever the case is, he does not, this dog or cat does not squirmish away. It doesn't run away from the owner. When the person comes to comes to grab onto it. So kavar nechshav habal chai tachas shalitasai. So the point is over here, he says, such an animal that feels so comfortable at home, when you go to give it a hug or you go to grab onto it during the week, doesn't move. The other rabbi likes it. So such an animal has a din where by the halal, in other words, it's classified as that it's already the full shitasa, your full shalitasa, your full rule, your full domain is over this animal. That's it. You have full control, full rule over this animal. Bleni toisef shalita. So now this animal that you now have full rule, it's finished. The full extent of the shlita over this animal, of your ruling over this animal, is already on the animal, because of the fact that it doesn't run away. So now if you go ahead, so he explains that's a safer klalim, if you go ahead and try and corner it into a corner, or you have to lock it up in a room for whatever reason, or you have to lock it up in a certain place, we're talking about for the good of the animal, or whatever the case is, but you have to do an act of tzad trapping, right? There can't be any more ruling over this animal. You're already there, because he's already right next to you, and he's not running away. So v'loini toisef shalita, but say does so. Rak shemira. Oh, so that's what he says. If you now go ahead and for the sake of the animal, you want to lock it up, or you want to, whatever the case is, you have to put it into a corner or something along those lines. Whatever the case is, so it's not that you have more rule over the animal. It's just for the shmira of the animal, it's for protection of the animal. You want to keep it inside so it doesn't get lost. You want to keep it inside so another animal doesn't hurt it, right? Or whatever the case is. I'm giving you an example. Sometimes those cases might be possibly one could work with if it's dangerous for the animal, but we're not getting into that right now at all. But he says this is only, it's a shmira. This is a protection for the animal. In iser lahoisef shmira. There's no iser of adding more protection for the animal. In other words, this animal that's already by your side, if you put it into a situation whereby it's more protected from the outside elements, or whatever the case might be, it's only more of a shmir, it's only more of a safeguard for the animals. But it's not, there is not any more of a ruling over the animal, which is what's needed for tzad trapping. We need a shalita, a ruling over the animal, or more of a ruling over the animal. Over here, it's already fully under your control. There's no problem. So elamai wad, when you now go ahead and trap it, or bring it into a place whereby it's protected from whatever it might be, elements or whatever, so it's only more of a shmira, a safekeeping. Ve'ein iser lahoisef shmira. There's no iser of making more of a safekeeping al bal chai. It's only a shalita, a ruling over, which is done when an animal's wild, and now you bring it into your custody, sort of. So now the animal is trapped, and that's it, and finished. But the other case, whereby the animal's already next to you, there's no trapping, he's already yours. It's a done deal, as they say. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov, kol tov.